Hey everybody, this is Doc Mack from the Galloping Ghost Arcade out in Brookfield, Illinois. It is Thursday, March 10th, 2016, and I am joined here today by none other than Pete Hahn.
Hello everyone.
Our Gamer of the Year.
How are you doing today?
And going to be doing another podcast. It's been quite a while.
It has been 3 or 4 weeks almost.
Yeah.
It's been a while, so we have a lot to catch up on.
And there has definitely been a lot going on here. I guess let's start out with last Saturday's big event.
Yeah, the new expansion.
Yes.
Ribbon cutting ceremony.
The ribbon cutting ceremony. Huge thanks. Let me start off by saying huge thank you to everyone who made this possible. We got a lot of people that donated and. Because of that, we were able to get our neighbors to move to the back half of our tournament area and swap that space out. And now, that was really the big critical point of our three-part expansion that we had. And huge thanks to everybody that made it happen and everybody working here that put in all the effort to get everything looking good. And it was definitely a great event.
Yeah, I'm sad I missed at least the ribbon cutting part of it. I had stuff going on at home, but later in the day, people were still all hype about it, so it was good.
Yeah, we had literally we didn't want to give people the chance to see what games were going to be going in, so we left it pretty empty. I got here at about 4 a.m. and started moving games over, and the room filled up quickly.
Yep.
And great crowd, well received. Definitely a lot of fun doing the stream. And
yeah, I was watching the stream. It seemed like 30 people poured in right as soon as you cut the ribbon.
Yeah,
and it was pretty nice looking.
There was people on every machine. It was really cool. Huge shout outs, great industry support. So many of the people from the industry: Brian Colin, creator of Rampage and Xenophobe; Jeff Lee, creator of Qbert and Mad Planets; George Petro. Creator, he worked on Terminator 2 and NARC. Philip Ahn, who played Shang Tsung from MK2, and then John Vogel of from Mortal Kombat fame and Skitter fame, but we'll get into that in a bit.
Yep,
I'll stop by to check out the expansion and
cool.
A lot of good games went on the floor. So
there seems like there's more room in there.
Momentarily, yeah.
It seems like we can fit more in there.
That was we were anxious to get to our 500th game. We're currently at 497 after Monday's game, and we wanted our 500th game to be a very, very special game, as it is quite a milestone.
Yes.
But we'll get onto that in a minute, because that's our next event coming up this Saturday. But with the expansion, we were able to add a lot of cabinet upgrades.
The Nemesis one I'm very happy with.
We picked up that not too terribly long ago. So I was so happy to find one of those. Mm-hmm. Such a great game. And very happy to have that in a dedicated cabinet. We upgraded our Astro Fighter from a cocktail table to an upright, dedicated. We upgraded Superman to a dedicated cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
King of Fighters, Neo Wave, and 11 also got a cabinet upgrade.
That's right. They got the Atomus Wave or Atomus Wave, however you say it.
Yep.
They're in an original cabinet now.
Yep. So, as always, very important to us to have our games in dedicated cabinets when we can. Then we added a lot of new games. Sonic Championship, Sonic the Fighters. Mm-hmm. Great game from Sega, a fighting game. Like, most people didn't know that existed.
Yeah.
Sonic fighting game. Batman Forever.
Mm-hmm.
Which we paired up with Atari's Batman from 1990. Is in a 2-in-1, but
okay.
That Batman game now got a cabinet upgrade, and while it's not dedicated, it does have a 25-inch monitor now.
Cool.
So, Batman Forever, super rare game from Acclaim on the Sega STV hardware. So, very, very cool that we got that. What else did we put up?
Star Wars.
Star Wars Racer. The Pod Racer. Great games. The deluxe one.
Mm-hmm.
Put up Mario Kart.
That's right, GP.
GP Arcade. And then we also put up Metal Gear Arcade, yeah. Which we had to import from Japan, which I've seen a couple of them here over in the States, but definitely not very many, and nothing in a open arcade, for sure.
Right.
Exterminator. And then Exterminator.
Yep.
Which, great game.
Cabinet's pretty cool looking.
Yeah, very, yeah. Very unique. We were very happy to get that one. That was, was one we were trying to hunt down for quite a while. Rumors of only 250 of those made. The guy that I bought it from had a few stories on it. He was the one that said that there was only 250 were made. When they came out, they had a pretty high price point of close to $7,000. And there's a lot of problems with the cabinet just because these sticks actually, like... He didn't actually tell me what the problems were with the cabinet, but he said that a lot of them were returned just because they had issues. So,
okay.
Not a lot of those out there for sure. And that's a really cool one just because Jeff Lee, creator of Qbert, also made that game along with Warren Davis. And just a really, really cool, unique game. Most of the graphics in there are digitized, and last time I was over at Jeff's house, he was showing me the stop-motion models that he made for some of the bugs and stuff.
Was the hand his?
The hand was actually that of Warren Davis's.
Oh, that's awesome.
Or the hands.
That's really cool looking.
So,
yeah.
Jeff said if we get a display, he might be interested in lending us some of the original pieces. Like the, he said he has the houses still that when the game starts, your car drives along.
Yeah.
He says he has those house models and some other cool stuff from the making of the game. So
cool.
We'll have to see. It's definitely really cool to see the inner workings of how that game came to be and hear all of Jeff's stories on it. And even cooler to watch him see it for the first time in so long.
Mm-hmm.
Just really awesome. And hearing him, have him reminisce on it was just really awesome. And surprisingly, James White had played it before.
That's weird, yeah. He's played everything.
He's played quite a bit.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. So, again, thank you everybody for all the help making the expansion happen. We hope everybody really enjoys it. There's still two more expansion parts coming up, and things are moving along quickly. Again, if anybody's able to donate, you can... donate through PayPal, or we have a donation bucket up at the
right
front
by the front
counter.
Register. Yep.
Every dollar helps, whether $1, $2, everything. You can see it just goes right back in. All the money goes to help grow the arcade and expand and make the place bigger and better.
It's much appreciated. I know, like when Duke sometimes streams or is on Facebook, he'll just link our fundraiser, and that's also appreciated too. Just spreading the awareness about it.
Absolutely.
So if you help us out, if you can't help us out with monetary donation, just let other people know.
Yeah, it's all very much appreciated, and we just want to keep making it bigger and better. And by the end of three parts to this expansion. By the time the last one's done, we should be close to double in size. So. Probably around 1,100 machines in the arcade. So,
who's going to marathon that?
I will personally marathon that.
Oh, man. Okay.
And I'm actually thinking about doing a marathon.
Okay.
Thinking about John Haruza's...
Every game marathon?
Yeah. I think I might want to be jumping in on that pretty soon.
Cool.
But... Everybody's been playing a lot of other games that have been coming out. We've been busy releasing our Monday mystery games.
Yes.
That's been going along very, very well, and people really seem to be... The crowd is growing.
It is. Every week it's a couple new guys or one or two more guys, and it's... I'm liking that people are enjoying it. I think people are liking the trophies. It seems like that those are going over well.
Yes.
And then it also seems like the theatricality of like the hiding the game under the tarp You know, people trying to guess and prod and touch.
I've been having to wipe down face prints off of one of the the expansion door, just because I know people are looking in trying to figure out what next week's game is going to be.
Oh, wow. They're getting sneaky.
They're trying.
Yeah.
They're trying. But we managed to stay a few steps ahead. And
yeah, that was a good trick, putting two of them out at the same time. People thought it was one bigger cabinet.
Yes. Yeah.
James guessed it. I don't know if he guessed it or if he was prodding around and found out. I'll have to find out.
We've been, since our last podcast, we put up quite a few games. The double game you were talking about, that was when we put up Pac-Mania and Black Widow.
Yep.
A lot of fun. Two great games, both from Atari. Really, really cool. On the Monday that we did that, Jamie took Pac-Mania.
Yep.
With about just over 270,000.
Yep.
And then Brian Shillo took Black Widow.
I believe his score was over 400K. Yeah. It's not on Orcade because we were on the incorrect settings.
Yeah.
So while the score didn't make it on Orcade, he had the highest score of anyone that night. So he ended up being our winner for the mystery tournament.
Yep. And again, both received trophies.
Mm-hmm.
Then the following Monday was Truxton 2.
Yep.
Which Massey's Hagopian took.
Yep.
Congrats to him. He put up 224,000 in it.
Yes.
Very cool game.
Yeah, it is. It's extremely cool. The bomb animation is one of the best looking I've ever seen.
It really is.
Yeah.
That was one that took us a while. Again, I was looking for that one for quite a while. You found one...
On the Shmups forum.
On the Shmups forum for us. We actually had a rare instance where we had both the... U.S. and Japanese version.
Mm-hmm. I remember we were both thinking that we should stick with the U.S. one because our Truxton board was a U.S. one, not Tetsujin.
Yeah.
So we wanted to keep it continuous and stick with U.S. region boards in the double cabinet.
We tested both. It's comforting to know that we had that option, though.
It is.
The next week was such a cool game. Bonk's Adventure.
A lot of people didn't even know it was an arcade game. We were like, what?
Yeah, it was a very, very rare release from Kaneko out in 1994. I've been looking for the board for a little over a year, and that was one...
People were telling you to give up. You're never going to find it.
I was told by somebody from Japan that unlikely. It's near prototype levels of rare, and talking with... Most of the, as I call them, super collectors, nobody wanted to part with theirs, and there's only three people that had it, so...
Wow.
Fortunately, somebody that I knew had one sold it, and he put me in touch with the guy that had it.
And he was able to part with it?
He was willing to part with it, but definitely not a cheap board.
Yeah.
Again, Bonk being the TurboGrafx-16's mascot character, and that was a cool note with the expansion. We were able to put up all these 16-bit mascot.
Oh yeah, that's right.
All got arcade release games.
That's right. We had Mario Kart GP. We had Sonic the Fighters. That's
Sonic
right.
Championship,
right?
And Bonk. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
And then this last week.
Well, hold on. Waters won that,
Mike
though.
Mike Waters, yes.
So there's a good story behind that, too. If you were watching the stream for at least part of that night, him and James went back and forth for hours. I think James stayed until a little after midnight playing, and a game or two later, Mike was able to beat his score. And his score was over 4 million. And the next day he came back, you know, after the tournament was over on Tuesday, and set a higher score even. But that night, James White and Mike Waters were battling it out till, you know, the wee hours, so it's kind of cool. They were both in it to win.
Yeah, so. that's awesome that they're so competitive on it, and just great to see them jump in on it. And again, you can see the caliber of players that are playing these games out of the box. Like, nobody had played that before,
right?
And they were getting pretty far. They're doing good in it.
Yes.
This last week.
This game, I don't think anyone was ready for it.
No. Yeah. I had shown you a video of it
Yeah.
a while back.
Yeah.
And This was another one I had to reach out to a super collector who did not want to sell it.
Yeah.
But talked him into it, and The Adventures of Edward Randy, The Cliffhanger.
The Cliffhanger, yeah.
Very, very obscure game from 1990.
It's really hard.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Released from Data East. There was a lot of looks of confusion. And
what is this?
Nobody
even
remotely knew the name.
Yeah.
They were baffled, but like, Data East, is this going to be a good game? And
even the scoring system's baffling, too.
It really is.
Everything about the game is baffling.
It really is.
Yeah.
But it's so over the top. Mm-hmm. It's just fun. It's like, even the way when you die, like in the levels where you're...
On the airplane?
On the airplane, and you just go flying off.
You go into a little speck in the background. Yeah. It's pretty cool looking. Like, if I was going to choose a new game to get into, it might be that one. That one's just a ton of fun, and it's definitely be a challenge for most people that, you know, if you're not into... if you're into that type of game at all, I'm sure you'll like it. Even if you're not, you might want to even try it. Like, it's hard to describe. It's kind of platforming. It's action at the same time.
Indiana Jones theme-esque.
Yeah.
But more.
Yeah, definitely check out, you know, you can check out the stream replay, or there's YouTube videos of it. There's a couple different versions of the game out there. But it's definitely challenging and a lot of fun.
Yeah. Very cool. And from out of nowhere, Tim Broderick.
Mace, the Dark Age world champion.
Just came in, put up 26,000 points in it.
Yep. Him and Tibbetts were going back and forth near the end of the night.
Yeah.
I think they finished 1 and 2, and then Mossy's was 3rd.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's excellent. Mm-hmm. It's, again, the game is so difficult, and that's really the fun thing is when you put up a game that nobody's ever heard of, just watching how people play and watching their reaction to it. And again, this is a game that's... What, 26 years old?
Yeah.
And it's new to everybody.
Yep.
And to see them enjoy it from 5 o'clock until... What time did Tim...
Midnight, maybe?
Midnight?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have, like, 8 hours of playing mm-hmm. between everybody. And that's just cool to see.
Yeah, they each learn from each other's mistakes and try to advance it the next game, so it's... It's a learning experience, but it's also like a, you get to know your fellow gamer, like what he's good at and what you can expand on, what, you know, based on what he shows you.
Yeah, it's really cool. So huge shout outs to Tim.
Yep.
He will be receiving a trophy.
This Monday.
We will be having our 501st game going up this Monday.
Aren't we revealing something else this Monday?
Yes. We will also be unveiling... We've talked about it a little bit. I'm sure you get your trophy on Monday if you win from the previous Monday. But now it's the race to 10 wins. There will be a super prize for the first person to claim 10 Monday victories.
Let me tell you, the person who comes in second is going to be really salty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is a very cool prize. Like, that's all I can say. You're just going to have to see it.
We will be unveiling the prize this Monday. And
do not miss this Monday.
Do not miss this Monday. And I'm hoping that this will inspire some more people. Because there's a few people with 4 wins.
No, 3.
3?
Yeah, there's 3 people with 3 wins.
That's not that much.
Yep.
You can come back from that.
Right.
Most of the games that we put out, it's been such a even playing field.
Right.
It's anybody's game. Like, again, this weekend, Tim took one.
Yep.
Like, his first time, I think he was here one other time.
Yeah.
For another Monday.
He might have been here for either Castlevania or some other game, or maybe Red Baron.
Yeah. But he took this one. Yep. Mike Waters, for his first Monday, he came in, he took it.
Yep.
So, get putting up some scores.
So, speaking of scores, should we...
Speaking of scores.
Should we go back and... We have a lot of scores to go over, don't we?
We do.
We have scores all the way back from as far as the 16th. Our last podcast was on the 15th.
Wow.
So I'm going to try to cover just world records and house highs from there. So we had Mossy's raise Bagman to over 100,000. So he had taken the house high from James, who had it before, who's around 90,000. So congrats to Mossy's on that.
That's very cool. Bagman is such a hard game. We were
it is. It's really hard.
We were out at Tokens and Tankards out in Mount Prospect, and Danielle was playing it. She's been getting into it.
They have it there?
They did. I didn't see it last time I was there, though.
Okay.
But it was fun while they had it. Mm-hmm. It might still be there. But congrats to Mossy's for that. Next up was on the 17th of February, Eric Kim put up a new score of 980 in Golden Axe Revenge of Death Adder.
Yeah, that was a 1cc also in that game.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he recorded it and everything, and I believe it's on our YouTube channel if you want to see the 1cc on that one.
Very cool.
Yep. So congrats to Eric for finishing that and setting a new high score.
Yep. Next up is Pete Gores putting up a new Interstellar score of 267,000, which is only 750 points away from the world record, so I'm sure he'll get that very, very soon.
I'm sure. He's a great caliber player, and that's going to be his sooner or later.
Yeah. Then a lot of action on Forgotten Worlds. So James took back Forgotten Worlds on the 19th with 6,220,000, only to lose it on the
10 days later.
Yeah. 10 days later, Brian Schillo put up 6,236,000. 200.
Yep.
Which was, Brian had a bunch of people around him. James was intently watching.
James was like a hawk just hovering above him.
It was intense.
It was intense.
And that's an impressive score.
This is
6.2 million.
It was a down to the last hit type thing.
Yeah. Oh, that was.
Yeah.
It was literally.
Yep.
Gonna go. It was one shot away. Whoever got the next hit. Brian got it in, and he took it. So that was cool. But then, not to be denied.
James. The James Great White Shark.
Coming back on March 4th.
So yeah, only like 5 days later.
With 6,403,800.
That's awesome.
That is.
That's a nice increase.
It is. It is. Very impressive. I know we can't count Brian out. I know he'll be back, and I know James will be back. So I think this is a little bit of a Splatterhouse level of back and forth.
It is. It's awesome. I like to see this. Like, and they're open with each other. They both, you know, talk to each other. Like, at least, you know, Brian was there when James was there. I'm not sure if James was watching when Brian did his one before that, but they've watched each other play. They played a two-player game. They have a two-player 1cc, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's definitely, like, James and Brian friends to one another, but, you know, it does hurt when you lose a score.
It can, even
to a friend.
Yep. So some great back and forth. I'm really happy with those guys giving it their all, and we'll see if there's any more points left to be had.
I'm sure there will be. I think there's a little bit of life left in that.
Yep. So we had a gentleman by the name of Niccolo Bonomo who set a score on F-Zero AX, and that was Friday the 20th of February, and Edge wouldn't have that. That was on Lightning, on Thunder Road. So Edge didn't like the fact that his name was going to get off the card, Nick Edge, who works in productions. So the next day he beat the score by about 3 seconds. He's down to 3:30 for that course now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So it was a quick, he had the score for one day and then lost it.
Then on Pete Gores then took...
in spectacular fashion.
Oh, yes. This was awesome. Yeah. Pete Gores took Truxton 2 with 403,000 points. On the 21st, and
the following week, it was great. He got, I mean, I put this on our Facebook page. If you follow Galloping Ghost Productions, you saw the pictures, but Pete Gores felt like he beat his score so bad he had to apologize, and he gave him a nice card to Mossy's.
Yeah, like a Hallmark card.
Yeah, it was like a Hallmark, like, sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
Type thing.
That's
theatricality.
Jeremiah levels of
score trolling, whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
That's awesome. fun times, and he took it well.
Oh, he loved it. Yeah, yeah, he's like, this is the favorite thing that's ever happened to him here.
Yeah.
He really liked it.
The next on the 23rd, Eddie Perez.
Works in productions and in the arcade.
And in the arcade. Mm-hmm. So happy he got this. Dragon Blaze with a score of 708,300 points.
Now, I know Tibbetts had that before. What was Tibbetts at? Do you remember? Like, he was around 600K, right?
Yeah, he put up about 100,000 more.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So it was definitely a huge increase.
Very cool.
It's such a difficult shmup, and he's playing it at just such an amazing level. So
he's getting all the technical bonuses too.
He's playing it near perfect, and stage 5 is just so brutal. So, congrats to him.
Yep. And then we have a new Sky Cursor score for you. I remember you set a score here, and then at Retrocade the same day, was it?
Yeah. It was actually I had put up a new score of 1,809.
Mm-hmm.
And we posted that, and then I quickly set another one of 1,813.
Right.
And we kind of held on to that
because
we Mitchelled it.
Yeah.
We were going to go out to Retrocade and
see what you could do there.
What we could do there, and I put up 1,813 there. So I had mirrored scores at both places, which was cool.
Yeah. But then you beat that anyway when you got back here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1,817, which I just talked to Chris over at Griffin Aero Tech, and that version of the game will be retired probably as of Saturday.
Cool.
Looks like we will have the new version with the complete level 3. So we will not be accepting scores for this version after Saturday. So
get your scores in if you want to get on the card.
Yep.
Or on the board.
Or just wait till.
Saturday.
Saturday.
We'll start fresh.
We have to start figuring out what we're going to do and just probably retire those scores as
just delete the tracks.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
As they're no longer eligible. And
right.
Available.
No one can. You can't. No one can have that score contested. So.
Right.
Yeah, I got it. Then we had Marco Garashki. I'm not sure if I'm saying your last name right, but nice gentleman. He's been in the arcade a couple times lately. Set a new world record on the pit. And that score had been previously held by James White, who beat a score that was set all the way in the 80s when he first set it. But Marco barely edged out James by just over 1,000 points, and that was March 1st. But I wanted to give him a big congratulations because that's one of his first scores he set here.
Yep.
If you look on Orcade, that's one of his few scores, and that's an awesome way to jump on the scoreboard.
Absolutely. Tough game.
It's really tough. It's not one I think I could get into because its barrier of learning is too high. So next up we have Michael Adcock with Space Lords, who beat the world record on that. The previous world record was around 300, and this was 345.5 that he put up on March 2nd.
That's such a cool game. We picked that game up out in Mississippi.
Everything about it is cool. Like, the cabin is cool. The controls are cool. Like, everything is just...
Very underrated,
too.
Like, the people who know what it is and have played it just love it. And, but unfortunately, not many people...
Don't know about it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those hidden gems.
It is definitely a hidden gem.
That week, we had Mike Waters come into town. And he was here for about 3 or 4 days, I want to say. And he did quite a few scores when he was here. Not only did he win our mystery game tournament on Monday, but that Tuesday he put up a new score in Battletoads of 119, which is a manually counted score. We have to have recorded score attempts for that. And then the next day he put up a new score on Turtles in Time of 340. So he beat his own score. Mossy's had the score before him, and then he barely edged out Mossy's score when he first got here, but then the next day he beat it even further. So 340 is the new mark of Turtles in Time. So congrats to Mike Waters. I know he wasn't feeling good on his last day, so we hope he got home okay.
Yeah.
But congrats on your scores and your mystery game win.
Such a good guy.
Yeah.
Just great guy.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll be back soon.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Then we fixed the settings on Super Street Fighter 4. And first Norbert came in on March 5th and put up 1.3 million, which was the verified world record. But then one day later,
Haruza wasn't standing for it.
John Haruza put up 1.4 million.
Yeah.
So
we'll see if Norbert comes back. He said he was going to, but then he didn't. So we'll see if he's able to make it in sometime soon.
Yeah. Definitely cool to see Norbert and John going at it. Like, Street Fighter, especially now with Street Fighter V out, great to see scores going in on 4. We've had a lot of people asking if we're doing a Street Fighter V cabinet. And actually, we are not this time.
Mm-hmm.
There was no arcade release for it, which was very, very disappointing. And the game itself, there's no arcade mode. So
right now, the cabinet would just sit there until there would be two people wanting to play it, so it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah. I think you could do, like, there's some sort of...
Oh, like Endless Battle or something?
Yeah, but it's... I don't know. I really wish Capcom had done an arcade version.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see... I've heard the sales have not been stellar for it.
Yeah, I've heard that as well. I think people are just waiting until the character they want comes out, because it's all being released, like there's a release schedule.
Yeah.
Like, not everything's available right away.
But there's something to be said about, like, this is the first Street Fighter to not have just a blowing-the-doors-off sales.
Yeah.
And there's no arcade release.
Yeah, maybe they should have done that.
Maybe. Yeah. There could be some correlation.
Could be, yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So
we have James with Exterminator. He upped his own score. The score he set... was originally over 800,000, and that was when we first released the game at the expansion event, but then he upped it on the Monday after, on the 7th.
Yep.
Which is 924,500. That's a technical world record. There's no scores on Twin Galaxies for that, so the highest score on Orcade is what James has.
It's very cool. Yep. And definitely a lot more room on that score. It's a tough game.
It is.
Awesome to see James, like, out of the box, just doing so good at it.
Yep.
Pete Gores also on the 5th came in and put up a 10 million point
bonk score.
Bonk adventures.
Bonked everyone.
It's amazing. Like, it's great to watching Pete play, it's awesome.
Yeah, he's a master of many games. He's one of those guys, it's like, you gotta watch out. When he plays a game, he's gonna get on it, you know?
Yeah.
He's really close to clearing it. He almost got the 1cc. There's different bosses you can choose, and if you do the right ones earlier, it'll make the end of the game go a little bit easier. So you can have some of the harder bosses in the easier levels. But he's definitely working it out, and I think he'll be getting a clear pretty soon.
Yeah, that's very cool. Mm-hmm. Unless he's distracted by what comes out this Monday.
That's true.
Then you were 1cc the first loop of Gradius 2 with 516,200 points.
Yes, I'm really happy about that.
Amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
Very impressive. Very impressive. I know you have it on YouTube, too.
It is on YouTube, yeah.
I've been seeing a lot of very nice comments on that, too. That's mm-hmm. awesome.
Yeah, I'm really happy about that one. I was going to try to go for a no-death run, and I died twice in that run. Once right at the very end, which I really wish I didn't die there, but then once I died, there's like a high speed section, and me and Brian Schiller were trying to work it out together, and you know, as soon as I did it, I showed him my video, this is how I did it, but the high speed section is where I take my first death, and then I take a second death right before the very end, right by the last checkpoint. But I did a better run. I have a better run that I did at home where I didn't die all the way through, so it's like, I don't know, I could try it again and maybe get the no death run here, but it's such a fun game. It's constant mashing, so with the ripple laser. But it's such a great game, though. I'm really happy I got that clear.
Well, that's awesome that you showed Pete that, Brian.
Yeah.
That you were showing Brian your tech.
But yeah.
Discussion for another podcast. We have to revisit that about sharing tech.
So oh, yeah.
We'll save that for next one, though.
Yeah.
As I'm sure this podcast, we have a lot more to cover. So.
Yeah.
But then, let's see.
Same night, Tibbetts put up a new house high in Mario Brothers.
Yeah, that's awesome. Everybody's been on that lately.
Yeah, James was on it, and then Sean Quigley was on it. I think I even saw Masi's on it.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's one of those things where everyone rushes to Mario Brothers. Like, everyone thinks they can get on in the top three once we do the top three, and they're like, oh, let's get on there.
Yeah.
I think the new scorecards are going to help out that way.
Yeah. The new scorecards, again, everybody, new scorecards for every cabinet are being worked on. Sam and you are...
Every day I try to knock out a few more.
Yeah.
Just takes a little Photoshop time.
See Mike and Haruza and everybody's printing them. And they work with our new QR code app that you can download on through the Apple Store or for Android. And definitely download it, check it out. You can report issues with games. You can take pictures of your scores and submit them to us. You can see the history of the cabinets. A lot of great information.
Yep.
On that application.
Yeah, I like the new scorecard shows three scores and the settings, so you know what you're up against and you know what the settings they were performed on.
Yeah, definitely better than they were.
Yes.
But huge undertaking. Again, just getting it all in there, and it's a lot of data.
Yes.
Pictures of every board, pictures of every cabinet, so very time-consuming.
Well, we have one more score, which was done just the other day on Tempest. A new house high of 365,856 by a player named Kevin Willis. I think it's his first score he's put up with us, and it's a house high that basically trounced everyone else's score on Tempest here, so congratulations.
Congrats.
Yep.
Well, and we'll have to see if... usually, I haven't seen many scores on Tempest lately. Sometimes if a newcomer comes on...
Everyone's like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
Everyone's either like, I can beat that, or they think they can beat that, and then they fail trying.
Then they quietly...
Yeah, they just walk away.
So cool. So that's it for scoring. Let's move on to some announcements. And
okay.
We've got a lot. First up, this Saturday, we are putting up our 500th arcade game on the floor. Assuming I can... We have to put up two more games in the next...
Few days.
2 days.
Yeah.
But Argus will be added to the arcade floor. An unreleased game that was supposed to come out from Gottlieb in 1982. We've been working on this since way back at Wizard World.
Wow. Okay.
We had brought Jeff Lee with us. He had brought Tom Malinowski, who was the lead programmer. And... he was telling me about this game and just had all these great stories, and that really started the whole process of it, was just talking to Jeff and Tom about this game that never came out. And now on Saturday it will be launched here in a Gottlieb cabinet, original board, brand new side art by Jeff Lee, new control panel art, new bezel.
So the game was completed when they had it before, it just never was released?
It made it to test.
Okay.
And there has been... I've talked to somebody who played it back in the day.
Oh, when it was testing?
When it was testing.
Okay.
And it was... It's, to this day, one of their favorite games.
Huh.
And it's stuck with them, and just so awesome, and... everybody was so disappointed that this game never came out.
Mm.
So now everybody's going to get a chance to check it out and see it and play it and enjoy it.
So that's 2 o'clock on this Saturday is when we're doing it?
I think we're going to start it. It's going to be like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Right in there. Definitely be here by one.
Okay.
Because we're going to be talking a lot with Tom and Jeff. And,
okay.
We are doing a very, very limited edition poster
cool.
of the side art. And Jeff had printed it out, and they look awesome. And it is of the side art. So definitely, I believe they're going to be signed by Jeff, Tom, and we're also having David Bonecutter, who was the guy that designed most of the Gottlieb hardware, or
okay.
really made it work well.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming in, so everybody will be signing it, and it should be a really, really cool event.
Yeah.
Do not miss it.
Cool.
And it will also be our 500th game,
yeah.
which quite a milestone.
Are we going to be releasing the two games previously at the same time to make it 500, or are they going to be throughout the week?
Other games will either be at open.
Okay.
There'll just be two more games on the floor, or I might do one tomorrow.
Cool.
So
watch Facebook and we'll
watch
announce
Facebook that. And there'll be something new.
Yep.
What else do we have coming up? We've got
pretty soon. We got Midwest Gaming Classic, the yearly gaming event in Brookfield, Wisconsin.
Wow, that is coming along very, very, very quickly.
Yeah. It's about a month now, yeah.
Yeah, April 10th.
Mm-hmm. Or 8th. Yeah.
8th. We are going there in full force.
Showing off Dark Presence.
We'll be showing off Dark Presence. We'll be showing off... can't really... I
don't think you can say, can you?
I can't. We have two things that we will be showing off. We have a lot of stuff that we're bringing. We are going very big with the arcade. We are going very big with productions.
Cool.
Be bringing some friends with us.
Yeah, this is a great thing to go to. Like, if you're local to us and you want to, like, just meet other gamers and you want to have a chance to buy arcade boards and console stuff, this is one of the best things you can go to. Like, I had a great time. I went a couple years ago. Hopefully I'll get to go this year. I really want to go.
Oh, yeah. We're set to do a podcast, so you will definitely be
nice.
Needed.
So we'll do it. It's a live podcast there? Or is it going to be recorded?
Stream. Okay. We can do all sorts of crazy stuff.
Cool. Yeah, this I had a lot of fun when I went. There's a lot of people there that, you know, from the industry. There's a lot of people just selling their cabinets, you know, boards, console games, whatever you want. But there's a lot of stuff there.
Yeah. We will be showing off... we are definitely going to be bringing Argus with us. But we will also be showing off another canceled prototype game.
Mm-hmm.
That don't want to say the name yet. But very, very cool stuff coming up. Bringing back another unreleased game. So
cool.
Get ready for it. And then after
later in
GC,
the month.
Mm-hmm. Later in the month, April 24th through the 30th, we will officially... I don't think we've mentioned this yet.
No, this is a new announcement.
New announcement.
Mm-hmm.
April 24th through the 30th will be Sega Week.
So our weekly tournaments are pretty cool. If you've never been to one before, this is a good one to come to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We will have a Monday launch of a game. Might not be in the tournament. We have to kind of lay that out as to how that's going to work. And then there will be also a launch on that Saturday.
Cool.
We've talked with guys from SegaBits, and they're going to do some really cool stuff. Sega.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've been talking with them. It's going to be big. It's going to be big.
Cool.
Be a very cool event. So do not miss that. And who won last Sega
Week? The Sultan of Sega?
Yeah, was that...
I don't remember. No, I want to say it was... Either Brian Keita or...
That was Brian Keita.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was just talking with Brian.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so that'll be really awesome. Don't miss that. Mark your calendars.
Mm-hmm.
Then... wow, we have a lot going on. On June 10th through the 12th, there will be a Shmups event going on here.
Yep. So a lot of the players on the System 11 forums are going to be meeting up here. Frayn on the forums is going to be bringing his candy. He usually does, and everyone brings their boards, and they have a great time in our tournament area. And then we're also going to be running a tournament on the arcade floor. So hopefully all the Shmup players from the area will come out and meet them, and we can also see how everyone stacks up in the tournament.
Yeah, that'll be really cool. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure I'll probably release something special that weekend too, as far as new games.
Cool. A shmup?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
There's some really good shmups in the vaults.
Oh, yes, there are. There's 6 or 7 shmups that we have that are just like, I cannot wait to put them on the floor. So definitely at least one will go up that week.
Cool.
What else do we have?
We've got T20 way off in the future.
Yes.
That's not till October, though. But we've announced the date. Just remember to mark your calendars. October 6th through the 9th. 6th is a Thursday. We start at open o'clock. 1 o'clock, which is open. And the last play is at 3 p.m. on Sunday the 9th, with the award ceremony at 4 p.m. on Sunday the 9th.
Yep. Hopefully... by then, we will have the whole expansion done, and T20 might be in our new tournament area.
That'd be great.
So that's the goal, if everything goes smoothly. Definitely going to be... took what we learned from last T20 and make this one just amazing.
Yes, we can improve it in many ways, and we're going to.
Yes, yes. Some other things to mention. You know, we love helping other arcades open.
Mm-hmm.
We've just been spending a lot of time with Vince over at Tokens and Tankards out in Mount Prospect. Great to see him finally have his doors open, and he's got a pretty good selection of games, so go check him out. There's another place that's they're doing a...
Is it an Indiegogo or a GoFundMe?
It is an Indiegogo.
Okay.
Great collector, John Yates, who is... He's one of those super collectors.
Mm-hmm.
He's just has everything.
Yes.
His vaults are huge. he is running an Indiegogo. He wants to open up Pinball Paradise, America's Playable Pinball Museum. He's got an Indiegogo. Definitely go check it out. I believe Stephen Lucas...
He posted on Orcade about it.
Did he?
Yeah.
He's out that way, mm-hmm. and he plays at John's Arcade and
mm-hmm.
Out in McLean.
Right.
Very nice place.
Yeah.
So if John is looking to do a pinball museum,
you know it's going to be good. Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Like, get behind this guy and let's try to get him get his doors open. And he's got 19 days left. As of right now. So, again, every dollar donated helps him. And if you want a good place to play pinball, check it out.
Yeah, I'll leave in the YouTube description, I'll leave the link for the Indiegogo so you can check it out.
Awesome. Very cool. What else do we got coming up?
We have... Oh, go ahead.
This Saturday.
Yep.
New Sky Cursor.
Yeah.
Well, the rest of the level.
Yeah, well, I think you already let that slip. You let that slip, yeah.
Yeah, but how cool is that?
It's awesome. Yeah, so we're going to have to retire the old tracks and
yes.
see who can compete with you in this one. See if anyone's going to stand up to Ghost Lord Tech.
It'll be good, though.
Yep.
Another thing we want to give a shout-out to, we mentioned John Vogel was here
mm-hmm.
For our expansion. He is doing a...
It's a Patreon.
Patreon,
yeah.
For Skitter.
Yes.
Which is John's comic.
It's a webcomic, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely check that out. That's at Patreon, and then you can just search for Skitter, and it'll come up.
Mm-hmm.
You can pledge as little as, like, I think it's as little as $1 or $2.
Yeah.
And you get all this cool stuff, and it's, like, John Vogel, who's known for Mortal Kombat, like, go help him, support him on what he's doing on Skitter. So, very, very cool stuff. It's cool seeing the behind the scenes and the pencils of the Skitter comics. And
yeah,
did you donate?
I did.
That's awesome.
Yep.
I know.
Oh, he thanks us right at the top there.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Someone else with my name donated too, unless he put me up there twice. Maybe it was Peter Gores.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Eddie and John donated, so check it out. Search for Skitter on Patreon, and you'll put a link for that, too?
Yeah, I'll link that.
Awesome. Awesome. Then also this weekend, Jeff Lee will be having new Q-Bert art available at the front counter.
Cool.
If you catch him here for the Argus launch, I'm sure he'd not be opposed to signing some autographs and that as well, so...
Wow, that's a lot of stuff.
It is.
We have so much coming up.
And that's the stuff we can talk about.
Yeah.
And then you throw on top of that new game every Monday.
Yep.
Ah, it's a lot.
You know, we've got a lot of questions about Shang Tsung's Fight Night. We just had someone in Facebook ask about it.
Yes. Shang Tsung's Fight Night, we will have a date pretty soon. It is, we just want to make this absolutely amazing.
The event's grown so big that we have to plan it much further in advance now. People are coming from all out of the country, and we need more space, I think. And
well, that's the big thing, is
yeah.
the space. We can't run it on the regular arcade floor, and it's official, we will be getting the fourth building. And when that happens, we're going to make a event area. So Shang Tsung's Fight Night will be able to happen...
Separately.
Off the
arcade
floor. Within the building, mm-hmm. it'll all be connected, but there will always be room for it.
Cool.
It's something, and our events, like if we do another Battle of the Arcades or T20, everything can be held in there, and we'll have a really nice setup. Again, that might only be a couple of months away. A lot of it, again, depends on funding for it, but we've definitely committed to the building, so...
Cool. So, yeah, I would say probably the earliest would be summer for the next Shang Tsung's event.
Most likely.
Yeah.
We will... The actors, Daniel Pacina and Rich DeVizio, John Parrish, Philip Ahn, everybody is super excited to do the next one.
Yep.
And we will, and it will be big.
Cool.
Expect more cool... Last year we did the Skrulls and the 3D printed Kamadogu. And
oh, for the tournament winner, that's right. I forgot.
Wait till you see what we do this year.
Cool.
And we hope to get everybody. We want to get Hosung Pak out here, and it'll be really cool. So stay hyped for it. It's coming, and it'll live up to the hype.
Okay. Cool.
Did we have any Facebook questions?
Oh, we had a few. Tim Foley was asking, how is my out of my element challenge?
How's that going?
It's not been going lately. Like, I've been playing stuff and just when I've had a chance, but when I get on a game, I get so focused, and lately it's been Gradius 2, as you know.
Sure.
Like, I just forget everything else. But I have been playing a couple of games on the side. I was playing Sinistar a bit, which is probably one of my favorites of the games I'm not really good at, but that I'm into. It's just so chaotic. Like, I can't fathom just always moving and bumping into things, and that one I've been playing. I played a little bit of Galaga 88. Like, I wish I was better at fixed shooters, but I'm awful at them. But I still enjoy it. Like, the game is really fun. I'm just not good at it. I was actually sitting. Me and Duke on Friday night last week, or Saturday night, we sat down and played a two-player game of Donkey Kong. So that was kind of fun. He was showing me some tips in Donkey Kong. But those are my latest what I've been playing that are out of my element.
And you have quite a prize coming.
I know.
We will be having for Sega Week.
Yes.
We might have a special Primal Rage 2 friend coming out.
Yes.
So very anxious for that.
Yep.
And it'd be a shame if you didn't meet your challenge and we were unable.
Do they have to be submitted to Orcade?
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
I don't want my token average to go down. I'll have to be very good at these games.
You'll just make them up somewhere else.
Maybe. We'll see. I'll see if I can pick one game that has a lot of tokens and make it all back.
Nice. Doesn't Rally X have a lot of tokens?
I think it does.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Astro Fighter.
Yeah. Yeah, once that one gets back up, we'll get that. Another question, David A. Popadik, asking about what are the slower days at the arcade. It's mostly Mondays through Thursdays. Friday nights tend to get busy. Saturday is extremely busy. Sunday's still pretty busy. So if you're looking to have a slower day and have the arcade yourself, Monday through Thursday is the best. Unless the kids are out of school, and then it's been happening a lot lately. So
pretty much every Monday, it's like, what is going on?
Yep.
And it's been fun, even on stream, though. Like, when putting up new game, there's some kids there.
Like, yeah, they're gathering around to see what it is.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Ryan Reardon asks, do we plan on getting any Time Crisis or Point Blank games? With the expansion, we might have more room.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, I was just never into Time Crisis. It's all right.
What about Point Blank?
Maybe.
I mean, it's
not high in my list. Mm-hmm. Like, for light gun games, I don't know.
Not your thing? You were all about Police Trainer for the longest time, though.
I liked playing it. I didn't necessarily think it should have been on the floor.
Yeah, you got rid of it. That's right.
Yeah.
Even though you had a score on it, you got rid of it.
Yeah. It was... I don't know.
Okay.
Light gun games. I like them a lot, but... They're just, I don't know.
Okay. John Munkus asks, with the new app we've made, is there going to be any various supplemental content about the games when people scan them in? Stuff like hints, tips, secrets?
Yes. We are working on a master series of videos that we want to have connected to those. We want to go very in-depth and have the best players have a section for their tips. So eventually, we'd like to have it so you can unlock them. Where you might have, if somebody submits a tip, you might have to go talk to that person to get cleared to see it.
Oh, okay.
So we definitely want to grow that. And like some people are kind of protective of their tech, but it's good to have it documented. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to facilitate that however we can.
Okay. So now I remember there was going to be... We did a little bit of recording for some of the cabinets when we first started making the app. Is that the kind of stuff you're going to add too?
Oh yeah, like we want to do videos? We want to do a video for every cabinet,
okay.
So everybody can see it and hear a little bit of the history. So definitely a lot more coming with the app, but
okay.
Again, it's 500 games. It's a lot of work. So, but yeah, it will be constantly getting updated and keep growing and get better and better.
Cool. Stephen Waits always asks about Fight Night. We already covered that. So yeah, it looks like we don't have many other questions on Facebook.
Cool.
That's about it.
Cool. Anything else? Anything else do you want to cover? Or?
No, I just want to get back to, like, I want to get back on the floor and just, like, a lot of people are so focused on, like, I've been so less focused on score and more on just clearing games lately. For me, it's just more fun that way.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, score, if you put your, I mean, it's easy for me to say, I guess.
Right, right. It's, I'm so, like, you both go hand in hand when you're
sometimes
clearing Thunder Force.
Right, like, right.
That's, you're going to get the score, too.
See, that, but, like, when it comes to, like, that's when you run into problems with padding and stuff, when it's all you're playing for is score. But if you're just playing to clear it, you don't run into that problem. And, like, even if someone beats your score, you still have the accomplishment of clearing it, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's my thing lately. I think I'm just picking games based on what I want to clear. For me, it's like, I get to see the whole story. I get to experience everything that game has to offer.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's just my thing lately. So, I'm going to try to, I think, for the new Captain America movie, I'm going to try to beat Captain America and the Avengers before that movie comes out.
Very nice.
Yep.
What about Spider-Man?
I don't know.
Clear all of them.
I don't know. Stephen Lucas has Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
We'll see.
What are you playing tonight?
Tonight? Maybe Captain America. Maybe Crime City. That was going to be next on my list.
Crime City.
Yep. Not many people know about that one. It's a fun game.
It is.
But yeah, just those two. What about you? Now the Sky Cursor is coming out with a new level. Are you going to be playing this last one?
I'm anxious for Saturday. I don't think the score has much, if any, more room to go in the current version. I think that was a...
I think you discouraged everyone by filling up the scoreboard with just your name. Like, you let no one else get their initials in there after a while.
Well... They need to score higher.
That's on them, yeah.
It's not my fault.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to play some Edward Randy. Mm-hmm. I want to play some Exterminator. I want to play some Pod Racer.
Okay.
Metal Gear. Me and Soonk were playing Metal Gear. And that game is just so awesome.
I don't even understand it. Have to be shown.
It's a little complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one of the funniest thing. Here's a Metal Gear story that happened maybe a month ago.
With Soonk.
Oh,
it's going to be a good story then.
So, he was playing for like an hour, and he's getting really far in the game, and eventually you actually play as Snake. And it was a stealth mission, and you have to walk up behind people. Snake grabs him, and he weirdly sits down with them. Like, okay. Sits that,
like in a chokehold?
Has them by the neck.
Yeah.
Sits down with them. And then he's supposed to cut their throat.
Okay.
So Will is... Sunuk is squeezing the trigger.
Yeah.
And instead of it cutting the guy, it slowly just starts going back and
forth. Like sawing at him?
Sawing through his neck.
Oh, God.
And it took about 3 minutes for him to kill the guy.
What?
And it was just this super slow, like, the guy's going...
That's gruesome.
Ugh, 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 ugh. As he's just... It's like he was using a spoon to kill this guy.
Oh, no.
And you're supposed to hold the trigger down.
Okay.
And but, like, doing it rapidly would take off, like, 1% health, like...
At a time.
At every moment. And, went to the next guy, he grabbed him, he'd sit down with him. And
start sawing away?
Sawing through the guy's neck. Ugh. And it has the guy that he's doing it to's name pop up, so it's like...
It's very personal.
It was hilarious, though. Yeah. It's really, really funny. But yeah, if you're playing Metal Gear, and come up front if you need any help getting through the game.
So hold down the trigger if you want to choke someone out.
If you're going to choke somebody out, hold down the trigger.
That's the tip I get.
Be careful. There's 3D glasses for the cabinet. There's so much to learn on the controls in that game. It's definitely one you want to sit down and spend some time on. Very cool, though. But
cool.
Yeah, there's a lot more stuff to play here. So, anything in the expansion you're playing tonight?
Possibly Nemesis. I want to get a good run recorded of that.
Awesome.
It plays really nicely. That is probably the best Leaf stick controller I've ever used.
Yeah.
I normally dislike Leaf controllers. I prefer Sanwa, but that one plays pretty nice.
Yeah. They're nice. Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I think that just about wraps it up. We should probably do another podcast next week and cover a topic.
Yeah, sometime we got to not let it go as far this time, and then we'll see if we can have a guest on for a topic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, for Gamer of the Year, Pete Hahn, I'm Doc Mac, thanks everybody. We hope to see you around the arcade soon.
All right, take care everyone. Thanks for listening.
Thanks everybody.